New Music Coachella, and we are live with Estelita Quintero in studio. Bam.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live.
The ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives, the beat. We've been a spotty little schedule lately.
Right?
Honey, they was coming after me. They was so mad they left me in Miami with no money.
But we'll tell y'all all about that in a second.
Okay. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio with my queen to be.
Hi, guys. You know your bitch queen is in the building. I missed y'all so much. I missed him so much, and I'm very happy to be back.
She missed us so much, her boobs popping the microphone.
Whatever. Okay. He's a hater because I got boobs.
I know, I want them so bad. All right, so you guys may have seen her face on Love & Hip Hop, one of the top shows, you know what I mean, on television right now. She's live here in studio, Miss Estelita.
Hola.
So literally, she walked in studio with what we have: Louis Vuitton bag, and all these shopping bags. She
was Gucci like, bag.
Whenever I go someplace, she's like, I just have to buy some.
I just, you know, when I travel light.
Right,
I take my beauty products, toothbrush, toothpaste, what's important. Yep. But when it comes to clothes, like, I buy my stuff when I get there.
Yeah, because you never know the weather. You just, you know, or what the mood is.
And then sometimes you just want to wear new stuff, you know? Yeah. You know, you're having a bad day, and you want to go to the mall and lift your spirit, you know?
Yeah. It's a little retail therapy. You never heard no
And not
money.
Only that, but who wants to pack?
Right.
Pack.
Honey, I'll FedEx it back home.
But anyway, welcome to the beat. We're very happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Look beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm feeling those shades.
I am too. Yeah, they're really cute.
Thanks.
Gucci.
Right.
Look at the label whore.
And your belt. I like your belt.
You like? Thank you.
I just noticed it. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't know it was full time. Can I?
Yeah.
Can I give her a shout out? Oh, my God. Yeah.
So,
all right. So, like I said, we said just a lot of stuff been going on. We're back. We're here. Ooh, hey, y'all. Everyone's live right now. Y'all need to be live on the channel, but that's fine. All right. But what I need to know, because I haven't been able to talk to Queen, because y'all, I've been hacked. I was in Miami. They done hacked into my stuff, left me in Miami with no money, no coin, everything frozen. I was just like, hi, can I get home or what? No phone number. Couldn't even call the beat the day of the beat. It was a mess.
I was worried. I thought, like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, did he get kidnapped? Like,
this is like real
shit. This is real shit.
But what happened?
Right.
So, a little warning to y'all. So, sometimes you can be in a public setting, like when you go to like a hotel and you connect to the Wi-Fi, it's not really safe. So, you have to make sure that your devices, you go see somebody, go to Apple, ask them, how can I be safe in a setting like that?
Mm-hmm.
And they can help you. It's something with your VPN or whatnot. And because if you're connected to a large Wi-Fi, somebody can connect to that and they can easily access your phone. And happened to me, unfortunately. And they're wondering actually if it had continued.
I'm hanging up.
Hit end.
Tune in to go to blackhollywoodlive.com. Okay.
Boom. All right. So if you guys are in a public setting, just be cautious. Be careful. Make sure your phones are fully protected. Make sure you guys, if you are logging into things, you do two-step verifications. All that stuff is very important. I literally lost everything in my iCloud, all my pictures, all my videos, all my contacts. Like, yeah, and now I have to deal with the FBI and all this stuff. It's like a whole process.
And he has to get a new phone. He don't even have the same number. I had no way to contact him. I was calling all over LA. Like, did anybody hear from Jesse?
Because they could hack into the internet, they copied my SIM card. Like, while I was on my phone, I was watching them do it. And I was like, what is happening, right? It was the craziest thing.
So, wait a minute. So, you lost your phone or somebody stole your
phone?
No.
I could be standing next to you at a restaurant and or at a hotel, and you connect to the same Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And if I walk by you, I could have this little thing on me, and it can scan your device.
See, that's why I got my Wi-Fi off all the time.
Oh, and Bluetooth.
Let me turn my
have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth that need to be off at all times in public settings.
I have unlimited internet.
Like, if you have a personal hotspot, that's good too. personal hotspot, connect to that. So
and
that's
I
why
wanna
I got
be
my
close
little
to
iPad.
You anyway. I don't want to keep my shit on next to you anyway because
oh,
you hot.
Honey, I ain't hot no more. I'm the most, I'm like the president right now. You ain't getting into my shit.
So somebody hacked your shit.
So somebody hacked my stuff. So that's why I haven't been able to be here and I've been off and on. But I've been wanting to get in contact because, girl, you know what I did do was watch Beyonce online live in Coachella, and I know you were there.
I was blessed enough to go to Coachella first day. I was out there. I was, first of all, I didn't know that I was going to Coachella until the day before. My client, her, H-E-R, they hit me. I thought that I was going to do her before Coachella, like do her and then they'll drive down. It was like, no, queen, you're coming to Coachella. So a bitch was screaming to the top of her lungs. Had the artist's wristband, which is the highest band that you
because
can
you
get
to go backstage
and be amongst everybody. And of course I was back there, Kourtney Kardashian.
And you took a lot of pictures.
No, you can't do that. When you're around celebrities and you work with them,
you can't just be groupie-ish.
This is what I'm used to. This is my career and the life that I chose as a hairstylist. So being in that environment, it was just like, these are memories that's just going to be in my head. So to make a long story short, my client performed her. She performed with Daniel Caesar. Super amazing. A huge crowd. And then we were supposed to only stay for one day. But we're like, yo, we got artist bands. Why are we staying for one day, bitch? This is good
for
3 days.
Weekend.
Let's stay for the weekend. So we wound up staying another day, bitch. A bitch washed out her panties. A bitch washed her thing the night before. Threw it on the AC to be dry in the morning.
Up, honey.
But I did walk with my makeup bag, so I was good. You know, I felt fresh. Mm-hmm. Went to Rihanna's Fenty Puma party.
Oh, God.
Had a cabana. Oh, handsome, fine ass. Jesse Williams. Jesse.
Oh, yep. With the blue eyes.
With the blue eyes, girls. Listen, they are piercing. He was so fine. But it was just like, just so many people there. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Now, Beyonce. SZA performed. You know, I saw SZA. You know who I am a fan of? Post Malone.
Really?
Post Malone is an amazing performer. I never was okay. never into him. I thought he was just like looked real dusty and raggedy. No, this man is really, really talented, and he really does an amazing show. And I would pay to go see Post Malone perform. Totally into it.
Really?
Saw Black Bear. Great. You know who Black Bear is, right? He sang Do Re Mi Fa Sol going down out with of you. My head. Black Bear, great performer, and he brought out Neo, he brought out a fruit thing. Cesar performed. It was a little weird because it was like, vocally, it wasn't really that strong, but she did have a good show, and that's a blessing for her to even be able to do a show that big at Coachella. Yep. Like, she had a huge show. And then we have Beyonce.
The Queen Bee.
Estelita, listen, I screamed to the top of my lungs when that bitch was walking out with the goddamn, the queen thing. And I felt a little uncomfortable, too, at the same time. Because, you know, Coachella is not really a whole lot of Black people. Mm-hmm. So I felt a little uncomfortable because the people, you heard a little booing or whatever.
By who?
By the people in the audience. When what? She was like, suck on my balls. And she sung Lift Every Voice and Sing. And it
people
was more
booing.
It was more
who,
like
who
an
they
HB
were booing at?
That was booing at Queen Bee at Beyonce. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that on the live stream.
Right. So it was because it was a little uncomfortable, I guess, for different ethnicities or whatever, but for the most part, but she still did an amazing show. It was more love than hate anyway. She did an amazing show. I was very grateful to being able to be there because we know that she wanted to be there last year, but she was pregnant with the kid with the kids. Mind blowing. Amazing. And if you go to Coachella, you cannot go to Coachella in general admission. If you're going to go to Coachella, you have to do VIP.
The full package.
You can't
backstage.
Because VIP gets you backstage. But I was able to go in the artist compound because I had the artist pass. But having VIP is good as well because you don't have to walk to all these stages. They transport you on the golf carts and everything. It was just an amazing experience. I will definitely go again, but I'm never doing general admission.
General admission is too much.
Yeah,
hot,
out there with
sweaty,
the dirt.
Dirty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No. We was treated good. They had cafeteria for food, like a buffet style. It was good. You were leaving
like a
girl. That's my name. I'm grateful for my clients. But a week and a half before that, I just got back from Dubai with one of my clients. Took me to Dubai on vacation for like 7 days. Yeah, I had an amazing time. And then 2 weeks before that, I was out with Vanessa in Vegas. So I've been getting my life.
I think I need to start doing hair.
Hair is the way to go.
That is my girl,
a little hairspray, some curls, you're good to go. Where's the party?
So I love it. I'm grateful to have
been
there.
When's the party?
But it's definitely an amazing experience. For sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I know I just watched it on Mr. World Premiere, so I was just sitting in my hotel room, hacked and all, like, woo, Beyonce, give me my life or something. All right, so let's get into some of the videos we got here. So this one artist, we have been talking about her. She is independent. You guys have known her as the group Carmen. She went off on her own to become her own little female hip-hop superstar, and she calls by the name of Queen Herbie. The new visual is Sade in the 90s.
That scared the shit out of me! The way she opened her eyes out of nowhere. Okay. I love her. She's so dope. Can we get some volume?
You can find
Napoleon. I did her hair for an amazing shoot. The white girl with the bangs. She's so dope. DJ. Okay.
So Queen Herbie, Sade in the 90s. New visual. Always get the dope visuals.
Yeah,
and she does this all herself.
Wow.
No help from a team, nothing.
Well, somebody has to help her. The cameras have to move.
It's like her friends. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
All her, like, she puts this stuff all together. Her and her man.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to them. Doing it independent. All right. Someone who has also been in the news lately is Sir Kanye West.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, let me sip on this one.
Yes, come on, Estelita, because word.
Kanye been out here talking about, you know, he is always known for a rant. Well, he just did an interview with Charlamagne. Did you guys get to see the interview?
I'm not interested.
I wasn't. I had to for a show I did yesterday. It was an hour and 45 minutes that I'll never get back. I watched it in hopes that I would understand him a little more, and it just kind of always goes on this hamster wheel of, like, where are you going? All right, so Kanye has come out to say that he now supports Trump, which confuses me because when Trump first came out, you said that you supported Trump or that we should support Trump. So I don't know where the disconnect came from. I know you had the breakdown, and maybe the breakdown was a PR thing to kind of wash us away from forgetting that you said that you were for Trump. And then here you are back again saying maybe we should give him a chance. Kanye then also said he wants to do this love generation thing where find someone that you disagree with or you don't like and show them love. Mm. Which, a part of that I'm here for, but I don't really understand where you're going with it.
What is your thoughts on it, Estelita, before I say what the fuck
okay,
I gotta
say?
Okay,
hold up. So, find somebody that you don't like or...
And just show them love. Instead of hating on them, just, you know what? I disagree with everything about you, but I'm going to show you compassion because maybe you're going through something and maybe I don't fully understand it, and I'm going to show you love. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a message there, but he didn't convey everything I just said to you. He didn't convey that. That's where I'm pulling from it. He just said, find someone you don't like and love them.
But why are we discussing a Charlemagne? Let's discuss TMZ.
Oh, well, then we can get to the TMZ where he said that...
Because the Charlemagne interview, you know, he was a little civil, but then I saw snippets where Charlemagne was asking him certain questions, and you could see him, like, pondering, like,
Like the Jay-Z and Beyonce thing. Like, it's like, how do you say that they're your family, but you can't boldly ask Jay-Z that, why didn't you come to my wedding? Well, why can't you? If that's your friend, if that's your family, it just comes, everything comes across very PR.
As the leader, have you, because I know you've been hearing some things about Kanye or whatever. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I fully don't really understand Kanye when he does interviews and things. And it must be because English is my second language. I don't know.
She remind me of Rosa.
So,
I can't.
So, you know, I just think there's something is not right.
Yeah.
There's something going on in his head.
Yeah, man. I honestly think he's mentally unstable. I don't know what's going on with him. Since his mom's died, he hasn't really been the same. And then once he married Kim, it's like he lost, like, mentally gone. He was saying how he's been addicted to opiates, and how he went to get liposuction because he didn't want nobody to call him fat because we called Rob, the way we called Rob fat.
He went and got lipo. When did that happen?
He went and got liposuction.
Just now?
No, I guess not too long ago. That's why he said he had opiate abuse because after the lipo, they gave him opiate. They gave him pills.
But that's so crazy to me because now you're going to take the man that you are saying murdered your mother because she wanted to get plastic surgery.
No, and she knew that she had a heart condition, and she ignored. They told her a few different places told her they do not recommend her getting the surgery, her breaststone or whatever. She chose to go to Brazil, I believe, and get it done anyway. So that. Having a issue with plastic surgery, I think that is wrong. Yeah. But,
you know what he's doing with his album. He's going to take the image of the doctor and put it on the cover of his new album to basically shame the doctor.
He could get sued for that.
Well, why?
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Why would you do that? And the thing with, like,
because
America,
he's saying people do it to him. They villainize Kanye.
Who put Kanye on his album?
No one!
On their album cover. I'll put Kanye on my album cover.
But I just feel like he's mentally... Yeah. I really think he's bipolar, and he needs to be medicated for sure. But
I think so too.
But hands down, thank you for Van Halen or whatever his name is, who put him in his place yesterday at TMZ. He was like, how many people think I'm thinking for... He said, honestly, I don't think you're thinking anything. He said...
Because he came out about the slavery.
He came out talking about slavery was a choice.
After a certain amount of time, slavery becomes a choice.
400 years, slavery becomes... Yo, where are you, college dropout Kanye, when you had in your brain? And I feel like him being caught up in the Matrix with being in the Kardashians family and him being this superstar, this super genius, because he is a genius, he lost all touch with reality. So Van was like, why you're being an artist and why you're out here making amazing music and being the genius that you are, he said that there's us who lives in the real world who have to walk around worrying about getting killed and shot or whatever just for being who we are. And I just feel like at the end of the day, Kanye needs help. Somebody needs to sit him down. And I don't know. I don't think being in that Kardashian environment, I love the Kardashians, but I don't think being in that Kardashian environment is healthy for him. I think he's suffering. I think he is creatively stuck. I feel like he is being... Because all the men who's always around them are ostracized and emasculated. Like, come on, the father turns into that kind a woman. Of what's happening? Like, at the end of the day, like, what? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I just hope that he gets help.
I hope he gets help. I hope he gets help.
Maybe this is his cry for help right now.
Yeah.
I think he really thinks he's saying something,
that's why I brought the interview up, because the interview to me was like, oh, he boldly thinks that what he's saying is...
It's true.
Like, he's letting us in on something. Like, he's now sitting
and,
down.
And that's why I believe that there's something wrong with him mentally. And, you know, you never know what people are going through, you know? He's not going to sit there and say, you know, this is what I'm dealing with. Like, some people just kind of... Something is not right. I hope he gets help.
I hope he gets help. And on that note.
Well, all right, let's hop onto another music video. We got Miss Tasha Cobbs.
Yeah, she
the song
pray him
is
in.
You Know My Name.
Pray him in, Lord.
He knows my name.
Okay, Tasha Cobbs.
Yes, he knows my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name.
Is he a country singer?
Jimmy Cravity.
And oh, how he walks with me. Yes, oh, how he talks with me. Yeah. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own.
Does give country, huh?
Sing, Tasha. Today.
And oh, how you counsel me. Hey, it still amazes me that I am your friend.
Tasha Cobbs, You Know My Name. Make sure you guys check out the rest of that video right there.
Because
it escalates, okay?
Yeah, we need that. Because, honey, the way things been... You need that, amen.
Okay.
Send it to my name.
Send it to Kanye.
He need it to you because they done hatch your ass.
That's why I downloaded the song.
He like, you know,
I need
my
to
name,
download it into my computer.
Lord, not only the hackers know my name, Lord. Lord, you know my name. Please fix it for me, Lord.
He does. I was just at church just the other day. All right. Now we're getting into a little competition right here. You know what I'm saying? Because we got the Miss Cardi B. She dropped her album. I think we're all living and loving it. I know in Miami that album was... played.
He
was driving by. That was what was being played. But Miss Remy Ma popped her little head out.
Baby, what you want from
Wait.
Me?
The song's called Company.
Money, I could really put you on your feet.
Yeah,
I was getting one visit, two phone calls, three showers a week. Now I get like 90K for my voice just to touch the beat. But yo, I will never ask you what you got for me. I just want some sloppy every couple days.
Right.
I want the D.
Right.
I don't need no E. I got some M's and now I got a G. Can't explain the new V. I bought it's something you gotta see. But yeah,
she just wants a vibe. She just need company. She don't go outside unless she come for me.
V12 in my ride, who's catching up with me? My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
I ain't got no time for her, she tired of me. Fucking with my mind, she telling lies to me.
Lately I've been running out of company. My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
see I'm a real bitch, real niggas fuck with me. If I ain't sent for you, bitch, then don't come for me. Yeah, I'm getting money, ho, I'm living comfortably. You not a G and took a L-Y cause you ugly. I'm petty, it's fun to me. Are you dumb to me. I be laughing, all these chicks is Jackson, they a dove to me. I just bought another house, so now that makes that number three. Now they call me Marathon because I really run the streets.
Yeah. Remy Ma Company. So, you know, she dropped that song out a couple weeks ago. You may not have actually heard it until as of recently, because when she had released it, Nicki Minaj came out and released this one right here.
Wait, but let me give an opinion.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to go play both of them, and then because they come for each other. You heard her how she said, you didn't hear in this one?
No.
She said, I'm petty. Are you dumb? Because remember how that's how she came at Nicki in the first one? Are you dumb? Mm-hmm. Are you stupid? So there's a little back and forth. And then in Nicki's, it's more in the Barbie Tings one. She's basically coming at Remy saying, oh, you still on that show and you still ain't making dollars? Boom.
Okay, so play the Chun Li thing then. So that you, but honestly.
Go with this one.
I just feel. She looks really, looks really, really good. And I'm going to give my honest opinion. If Remy never went to jail and did those. Six winters, six summers, or whatever the fuck that shit is, she say. First of all, I love her. If Remy never went to jail,
she would have been on the wave.
She would not have been this big right now. Remy, God had to sacrifice. She had to sacrifice 7 years of her life in order for her to finally reach the respect and the popularity that she got. As soon as she got out of the jail, her life has not stopped yet. She has only been growing. Loving hip hop, they don't play her. They don't play her on a show.
No, and they actually respect.
They
her.
They respect her.
You have no choice but to respect her and look up to her.
Yeah,
for everything and you know
everything
she's
that
talented.
She's done. Yeah, man.
See, for me, I go off of. She went to jail right at the peak. Like
no peak.
What?
Lean back.
Conceited.
All that.
That whole
back?
Wave. That was. No. That was right when Remy was radio friendly and they was
radio
just finally
friendly, but
her.
She wasn't getting the amount of attention. And Remy, when Remy got out of jail and Remy walked out at Hot 97's show, the fucking stadium lost their. I got goosebumps when I was watching it. They screamed to the top of their lungs. She was welcomed back from jail with so much love and respect.
Where'd she hear that?
And she has not stopped yet. And I honestly feel that her going to jail, and I bet you she feels the same way, was the best thing and worst thing, but definitely the best thing that has ever happened to her career-wise. Because Remy will not be this big, this popping, and making all this money and all these opportunities that has opened up for her. I doubt it very much if it will be available to her at this moment if she never had to go do that time. Mm. We were waiting for her to come out. We're like, yo, this bitch is, and she, you know, people kept her name alive, like with Meek Mill, like people kept her name alive and stuff like that. Remy came out. Remy has not sat down yet. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Well, she there was an opportunity. There was only one female in the game at the moment that was really lighting anything up. And the peak moment she came out, she used the Love and Hip Hop as a door, as an opportunity for the fan base to actually, for a larger fan base to be like, yeah. Who is this woman? And like you said, like Mona didn't play her. Mm-hmm. Mona actually gave her an opportunity.
I like her on the show.
I love her on the show.
She's being herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, the youngsters, the, you know, they get into it with the drama. The, I like
she's
it
trying
when
to
she
be
sit
like,
them down and like listen,
mom.
This is
yeah.
not worth it, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to argue with this girl, do it on a track. Don't fight. You don't have to fight all the time. Sometimes you just got to sit back and let it be. You can. And I like that about her.
Yeah. And you think about it. 7 years. When she got locked up, these kids were in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
These kids who are her fans were in elementary school. These people who are supporting her. So that's why I feel like her doing that time in jail and getting the little bit of credit and people able to look her up online and getting to know her, her fan base her fan base has definitely spread open with the youth. She has been accepted by the millennials. She has been accepted by the young people in the youth, and they love her. So that's why I feel like she got a second win. She didn't get to, even though she shot somebody, but she didn't get a chance to get dragged. She didn't really get dragged and shitted on. So I fucking love Remy Ma, and I don't think there's no competition between Remy and Cardi because they both from the Bronx. Yeah. And I feel like, yo,
they're two different types of sounds. All right, and then Miss Nicki Minaj, you know, dropped her single Chung Lee, and here's the preview to the new music video.
This Check is King out. Kong. Oh God.
They need rappers like me. They need rappers like me, so they can get on their fucking keyboards and make me the bad guy, Chung Lee. Chung Lee. Hey yo, I've been on. Bitch, you been con. Bentley.
Oh,
I mean, I've been storm. X-Men been fawn. He keep on dialing Nikki like the Prince song. I've been on. Bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on. Fendi Prince on. Ayo, I've been north. Lara been Croft. Play say Chung Lee. Drop the bins off.
Nicki Minaj, Chung Lee.
Now, say your thing. Go ahead.
So this is the music. It's a clip of part of the music video that's going to be released. She's been releasing these little snippets. One of her inside the actual studio. This one looks like a dance break. She already has one for Barbie Ting's already recorded where it's HD definition to look popping. But this one, I don't know what she's going to do with it, but this song, when I tell you Cardi released her entire album and then Nicki just released this song in Miami, this song, you literally just put your window down and this song is what reigned over all of Miami. Everyone. This one song. When the day this song was released, it was like King Kong was just out the window. It was like King Kong, Chung Lee. Like,
would you like my opinion?
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
First of all, I love Nicki. We from the same hood, from, you know, Southside Jamaica, Queens all day. I'm a rep ha. We New York. We Queens girls all day. But I have an issue. My issue is this. I don't know what the motive is behind this. I know that Chung Lee, Nicki and fucking Cardi B, you know, Nicki didn't want Cardi to have the shine that she had. But what Nicki is forgetting is this is the same shit she did to Lil' Kim. Mm-hmm. This is the same shit she went through with Lil' Kim. So my thing is like, let this fucking girl, Cardi B, eat. Leave her alone. We literally watched this girl glow up in 2017. Yes. We watched her work. We watched her sacrifice. We watched her grind and get where she's at to the top.
Exactly.
All through hard work. Ain't nobody give her nothing. She bust her ass. I feel that Cardi B deserves the moment. I think that you've been up for 10 years, 12 years. Give her 5 minutes. The girls from New York, either way you look at it, New York is winning. Let Cardi B eat a little bit. Let her have her moment. And I feel like it was foul for her to drop Chung Lee 2 days or a day after Cardi dropped her album. I feel like she could have waited 3 months, 4 months. Let this girl have a moment. Let her eat. Let her enjoy this ride. She deserves it. Cardi B deserves it. Cardi B, grind for this. That girl came from nothing. Like,
and work her ass up. Because we all witnessed everything that she went through. And I feel like for a female in the game, to me, it's like, it's not even about like, okay, you from New York, you from Panama, you from Miami. It doesn't matter. When you see somebody grinding, putting in the work and they get that shine, let him shine.
Let her eat.
We all gonna shine. We all gonna eat. you have your moment, let her have her moment. And that's just how it always is sometimes.
See, the song for me, I didn't feel like, because Nicki's supposed to drop an album. And she didn't drop her album. She dropped a song. But I think the song genuinely came because of Coachella weekend, more so than, like, it was just timing.
Because Cardi B.
And also Beyonce.
And Beyonce.
We're going to drop the same weekend. So what, Google-wise, PR-wise, search-wise, when's the best time to drop your shit? When everyone's online searching what? Coachella weekend. Nicki went to Coachella, didn't do nothing, but she went to Coachella. My foul thing with Nicki was that interview.
And I love Nicki.
I love Nicki too.
I fucking love
but
Nicki.
But don't go on don't the radio and say, you know, if a huge female artist was doing a track like this with me, you know, and she started crying, like, right. That was like, okay,
bitch,
girl,
you did this to Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim had the same issue when you came out. Respect, like, Cardi B respects Nicki. She never said anything crazy. Right. Nicki came for her. Mm-hmm. My thing is like, yo, I love Nicki Minaj. I love her. But I also love and respect fucking Cardi B.
Yes.
Especially
seeing her at Coachella pregnant, like dancing.
She had her whole, and I like, and I'm, you know what? Shout out to Coachella for giving Cardi B her full stage presence, yes, and let her do her thing, mm-hmm, as opposed to putting Nicki out there. Let Cardi B have her moment. Let the girl feed her family. Yeah. Let her eat. And I paid for Cardi B album. You know, you could. I downloaded it and I paid for Cardi B.
I did too.
I didn't do Chung Lee yet. I'm not ready to give Chung Lee no shine because I feel like Cardi B deserves it. Yeah. That girl worked hard, man. I get emotional when I think about her because I swear to God, 2017, we literally watched this girl life change, yes, right before our eyes, right or wrong, Estelita?
You're right. And a lot of people just, they don't understand, like, the look grind, the hard work that it
no
takes.
Sleep.
No sleep. You're sleeping in the studio. There's no sleep. You're taking naps. Like, this girl have put in the work.
She's and beautiful.
Talking about somebody deserving to be shining right now and having a moment. Hey,
it's Cardi.
Her. And it's just like, let the girl eat. Her shine.
Sorry. Yo, production got me. I'm sorry. Right. Let the girl eat. Yes. Let her eat. And that's just my opinion.
But
this girl, what's her name? Nicki's looking a little crazy. This is King Kong. I am King Kong. What are you beating on your chest?
But at the end of the day, it actually works for it works for Cardi because Cardi sat there and she said, you can do what you want to do. Like, I don't care. I'm not jumping in it. You have your radio, have whatever you want. Whatever comes to me, I'm sitting on it.
She's grateful.
Gracious.
Yes.
She's grateful. She's not coming back and trying to play Nicki out in the open. She's grateful for whatever she get. I fucks with Cardi B. Cardi B, yo, I fucks with you, son. Cardi B makes me emotional. I hate grimy, sleazy, slithering snakes. Let that fucking girl eat, yo. Word. Moving right along.
Speaking of someone who's eating real good, Miss Estelita.
Estelita. Somebody didn't mean it like I love her.
So, now
that's
how...
That's sounding like a... Are they at the Muslim church?
At the Muslim church.
She's been in Dubai too long.
Right.
All right, so before we get started, I want to play this track you have out, Patron.
Patrona.
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 Look at the visual
beautiful.
Right here.
All right, let's take a look. I think you are stunning.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Which we're getting a video very soon.
Yes. I'm here filming it.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to be filming it here now.
I showed the video already.
Okay.
Here.
We need it.
Ya tengo de todo, ya no me hace falta nada, nada. Vivo mi vida como quiero, porque también tengo dinero. Ya no me acuerdo de tu nombre, ni porque fuiste el primero. Vivo mi vida como quiero, porque también tengo dinero. Ya no me acuerdo de tu nombre, ni porque fuiste el primero. Si quieres
chequea mi cuenta pa' que te sorprenda. Yo tengo mi carro, mi casa, mi lujo y sobre todo exhibo mi prenda. Ahora me llaman patrona, la dueña de la corona. No pierdan el tiempo porque de seguro nadie me destrona. Si quieren me llama, que haga lo que haga no va a contestar. Si quieren me busca, que haga lo que haga no van a encontrar. Yo soy la más dura, conmigo no tiene chance. Mantenerme a mí no creo que tu sueldo le alcance. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Money, money, money.
Lo que yo quiero.
That's what everybody says. They're like, I don't understand what you're saying, but I know dinero.
I know money.
Estelita Patrona.
Yeah.
All right, now that's available everywhere.
Everywhere, pretty much, online.
And now you're filming the music video right now.
Or, yes, it's done.
Or just finished it.
We just finished it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yes, yeah. I came to LA to shoot the video because I have an option to do it in Atlanta, but I felt like because of the song, the feel of like...
It's palm trees.
It was palm trees, the tropical, like the vibe was more either Miami or LA. Mm-hmm. And you know, LA is home for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I moved to Atlanta because of the show, but I'm from LA, so...
Hey, what's up?
So now for people who aren't watching the show, how did you get involved with the show and how'd you get involved with Stevie?
And did he have anything to do with you with dropping this song?
Specific song?
No. I wrote the song. And I went to Panama. I worked with Da Silva, who is an amazing producer in Panama. And we created the beat together, and then everything got done in Panama around 4 or 5 months ago. And then came back, and we recorded a different, probably 3 to 4 songs. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick Patrona first because it's my favorite. And I got into the show. Stevie slid to my DM one day, and
of course,
right? Social media, of course. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, how come you're not on TV? You know, what are you doing? You know, I see you do a little bit of modeling, and I know you live in LA. Like, what are you trying to pursue? You know, and I was like, well, you know, I'm out here taking acting classes. I'm into the music, and he was like, we need to work together. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just like, all right, whatever, we need to work together. No big deal. Erica Mena and I were friends. We're still friends. Mm-hmm. We have a little situation, but we're still friends. Back then, I think it was around the Super Bowl, and she was hosting, I think it was in Texas, so it was Houston or Dallas, I think, mm-hmm. and she was hosting a party. Mm-hmm. She asked me to tag along with her, and then Stevie was hosting the same party. Mm-hmm. So that's when I got to see Stevie in person, face-to-face for the first time. And he was like, I just DM'd you last week. And I'm like, of course, I know. I know that was you. So he asked me to go to Atlanta so we can sit down and talk business. I only went to Atlanta for 2 days. I was just like, let me go over there. Let me talk to him. Let me see what's going on. We had dinner. We had a business meeting. And he asked me for a picture. He was like, I like what you're wearing tonight, so let me take a picture. And then he posted on his social media page and said, my new Latina artist. And then next thing you know, the network started hitting him up. Like, yeah. Who is this girl? We need her on the show. What's going on? I didn't know that they were filming Love & Hip Hop mm-hmm. at that moment. It was around March last year. And he was like, they want to shoot you. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, he was like, no, you have to come on set. And I'm like, all right. I'm clueless to what's going on.
He's so smooth with the shit. No, you don't even know what's happening. You think you're
walking
in. I don't
even know what's going on.
Erica's your friend, so is she like giving you any hints? No, like, don't go on the show?
No.
Or,
did you even tell her?
Okay, so at first, he
probably
was like,
not
they want to
the
shoot you. Mm-hmm. So with me being around LA for so long, you always hear people like, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do
like,
that, and then nothing happens.
Right.
So you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So when he said they want to use you on the show, I'm like, all right, it might be like a little scene.
Right.
I might be in the background walking, and next thing you know, I don't want to be calling everybody like, girl, I'm about to be on Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
And this, and then we're like, well, I don't know, I didn't see you sing, girl.
Right.
So I didn't say nothing at first. And those 2 days turned out to be 4 months. Because I came home after a week, got my car out of the airport, packed a bunch of stuff, and I stayed in Atlanta filming last season. Back then, I wasn't a cast member. It was just a whole, let's see where this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that moment, I really, really wasn't taking it serious. To me, it was like, well, I might be back, I might not. We don't know what's going to happen. I did spoke to Erica, and I was like,
you know, you've done this before, so it seems like I am on the show for real. And I've been shooting some few scenes, so, you know, and she was like, well, just be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Play the game a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just know that sometimes you are going to be put in situations that you are not going to be aware of either. Because sometimes they might set you up.
They do set up scenes.
Yes, and that's all it was. And after that, it was just like, okay, season was over. I didn't know I was going to come back. But then I remember telling them, if I do come back, I want to be myself. Mm-hmm. And I want people to get to know the real me. Because if you guys remember last season, I was just kind of like introduce, and I really didn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
It was just being me sitting there, just being quiet most of the time.
So. But this season, I love your voice. I love the fact that you have a voice. You have a platform to speak your truth, and you have a platform so that people can get to know
and
you.
And that's what I told them at the meeting, because, you know, once they decide to bring you back, you got to meet with the network, Mona, Stephanie, and, you know, the executive producers from New York. They'll all fly in, and you'll get to sit down, and they ask you questions like, what do you want to offer? Why should we bring you back? And I'm like, well, if I do come back this time, I just want to be myself. I want people to get to know the real me.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to really put myself out there, because I believe that, you know, reality TV, if you don't really speak the truth about your life, your upbringing, who you are, somebody else is going to come do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be pretty, because they're not going to do it the same way you're going to do it. They're probably going to add extra to. So I was just like, and if I do come in, I want to speak about my life, the fact that, you know,
what growing you've been through, up, what I've been through. With your father,
Yeah, and everything. So they were like, okay, if you're ready for that, then.
I cried, by the way. I was very
emotional.
Didn't
want to watch the episode. I hate it.
Because that girl was trying to come. That girl was like, have you ever. Well, I'm looking at this bitch like, okay, you from Jamaica or whatever. Well, that's normal. And then when you hit her with that shit. When you hit her with that shit, I was bawling. You know, I was crying.
Spice and I are really good friends. And. She's Jamaican, so she's very aggressive when she speaks, you know. But she has a good heart. And I think that I actually have to thank her, because when she opened up, because a lot of people didn't know me from 6-7 years that I've been in L.A., they didn't know nothing about my life. All they see is...
You're cute, you're pretty.
Mm-hmm. She probably never have to go through nothing to life. Mm-hmm. Probably guys be taking care of her from left to right. That girl never had to go through nothing. So when she shared a little bit of what she went through, you know, growing up, it kind of gave me the green light to say, you know what? It's okay to share my life with this girl's here, because I've been knowing Erica, and Spice was giving me a vibe that it was just like, it's okay, because my whole life I have to always ignore the elephant in the room. And you can only do that for so long. And I believe that Love & Hip Hop is one of those shows where you're going to have to face your demons. You're going to have to confront situations that you don't. And after I shot that scene, I was fucked up for a minute.
Really?
Because it's like, you open up Pandora box, and those are things that you don't really want to talk about. And I remember them telling me, like, okay, you're going to have to talk about your personal life. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do it tonight. And I remember Erica was like, listen, they giving you an opportunity to speak about your life.
Because you touch other people's lives.
And she's like, you never know who you can inspire. Do it, sis. Don't be afraid. Just, it's okay. And then when I did it and I went home, I remember I was fucked up for like 2-3 weeks, because it's like, damn, some of those things my family didn't know. The only thing that my family didn't know was that my father sexually molested me as a little girl. And I was like, how I'm going to have to explain it to them before the episode airs.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot about it. And I never really spoke about it, because it's like, it's never the right time for me to call my sisters and say, okay, well, this is what, like, you know. And I remember the day off, I was like, okay, I don't want to watch the show. And when I watched it, my Instagram, it started blowing up. And I'm like, okay, I need to watch the episode now, because I need to see what's going on. And then my sister texted me, and she was like,
Was she crying?
She was like, I'm sorry that you went through that, and you don't have to talk about it. Just know that I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she said. Because everything else she knew, you know, my whole family knew everything else. And,
I commend you for your strength.
Thank you.
And I commend you for being, for being on that show and for being open about your story. That was God's, you being on that show was God's will for you. It was meant for you to do that. Mm-hmm. For you to meet him, to see him out with Erica Mena at that thing in Texas. Like, it was just time. Everything aligned.
Yeah. Stevie came at the perfect time in my life because I was in a relationship for almost, back then, 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then my man and I were taking a break. Because if I would have met Stevie when I was with my man, I would ignore it. Mm-hmm. I would have never do Love & Hip Hop. Like, I would have been like, no, I'm good. Because I got offered to do Love & Hip Hop Hollywood by other cast members that, you know, I'm not going to throw names out there. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, I have a man. I'm not going to, like, no, I don't have time for that. So I met him at the perfect timing. So you're right. God sent him at the perfect time.
Right, perfect time. And you're able to now touch lives. You have a fan base now on people who respect your honesty, and now you're going to have people who's going to love you
because you're able to heal
because
yourself.
You're able to heal yourself, and you were so honest.
And it's crazy because mm-hmm. it's like I until today, because you know every Monday they do reruns of the last episodes, mm-hmm. and it's crazy how many people like emailing me, sending me DMs, and about that episode, and I'm like, whoa, like it's amazing. I mean, I always knew that I wasn't the only person that, you know, dealt with those things. But
that's like Amira Nalega.
So you feel like it.
Yeah, but that's like, what's her name? Amira Nalega? The beautiful brown
girl?
Amira
Nalega, yes.
It's like, yo, let's discuss Afro-Latinas. Hello, we're here, people. You know?
Exactly.
So, and for her to be open and we watch her be abused by somebody else, the show just brings... I commend you guys for bringing stuff to the forefront and to a head so that people can... understand, like, yo, this is what's really going on. Like, you're at the crib and you're going through this, but you're not the only one. Yes, I may be pretty. Yes, I may have labels. Yes, I may be beautiful or whatever, but I have scars too, just like you.
And
I'm not perfect.
And that's the amazing thing about Love & Hip Hop. You know, we do have a lot of drama, but they also give you the opportunity to be yourself and to share your story.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, they were able to do that with me, I'm always going to be grateful for that. Because they could have just easily said, you know what, we don't really want to talk about that as a leader. Let's just talk about the drama and this stuff. But they actually give people opportunity to say, you know what, tell us your story. Because we want to hear the story.
That's perfect. So musically, musically, are you still going to be working with Stevie J musically? Or do you have like a whole new production team? Are you looking for management? Like, what's going on?
Are we staying in Atlanta?
Well,
back over here.
Right.
I'm going to get a place here in Atlanta. I mean, in LA, sorry. Because I'm going to start making music here.
Okay.
I'm not going to be going to Panama anymore because the last time I went to Panama and I recorded Patrona, I was only supposed to be there for 2 days and I got sick. Mm. So I ended up staying for 2 weeks. My voice was gone, everything. I couldn't record. So due to that, I decided that, you know, it was better for me to stay here and make music here. So I will be making music in LA. I have to, you know, obviously be in Atlanta because we're still filming. And when it comes to, you know, Stevie...
Is the dick good? Is
you
the dick,
so
is it, is the dick as good as everybody be
know,
making it seem?
But you know what's so funny, though?
Or is he just nasty and kinky?
I met Stevie. No.
Come on, that's
this be crazy. I met Stevie.
I want to know.
Last
shit.
Year when I met Stevie, I only fucked Stevie twice.
That's it.
I fucked him twice in the beginning when I went to Atlanta and we were talking, whatever. And that was way before the show and all of this, that I even knew that I was going to be in the show, whatever. And it was going to be like, okay, we're going to do business together. The dick is, it's a dick. I mean, it ain't nothing. I would never be dickmatized.
Like, is he nasty? Like, is he spitting on it? Like, why are these bitches losing their mind off of this man's penis? Maybe it's just a nice size. Okay, we don't have
and
to talk
you know,
about
we,
it. I'm sorry. I'm nasty. I want to know.
You know,
what the fuck?
I mean, it's good. He's a good-looking man. But, you know, he and I never really were in a relationship.
Right.
So we messed around with each other, and we started working with each other. And then, yeah, we kissed here and there. But today, I'm not with him anymore.
Okay.
We are not, you know, doing whatever, dating or kissing or whatever you want to call it. I went back with my ex. So,
girl.
Yes. You know when you said that everything happens for a reason?
Yes.
When I was with my man, I was unhappy, but not with my relationship. Unhappy with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I stopped living my life and
I stopped pursuing my career. So I was very unhappy. And I believe that that created issues in my relationship. So when we separated, me getting on the show and actually doing what I love to do kind of like put me at a happy place again. Because now I'm doing what my heart wants to do. And I'm just a happy person now. My boyfriend reached out last year, and we were talking here and there, but it wasn't like, I was like, no, I'm just going to stay focused. I'm not going to just jump right back, you know? Mm-hmm. We'll see what's going to happen. If it's meant to be, you'll come around again, and we'll see what happens. And that's exactly what happened, and we just decided to get back with each other.
Okay. I'll say, fuck it.
Because at the end of the day, that's where my heart is. Yeah. And Erica knows him very well. Production knew about him. Stevie knew about him because that's something that I spoke to him about. Because I told him, I said, you came at the right time because I just got out of a relationship.
Would he be interested in coming to the show?
No.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't blame
him.
He's
a businessman, so in
he's
real
not
life.
Flashy. Mm. He just wants
he's flashy in real life. But he's not. He's not
throw
a
it on
reality.
TV and argue with other people.
No, he will never do that. He's not. He's a grown ass man, and he's not gonna be part of anything.
Good girl
on the show.
So now we're gonna get the music video to Patrona soon.
Yes, that's why I'm here. I came to shoot the video, so the video is done. Now they're doing all the edited, and I just can't wait.
Is this something that will be premiered on Love and Hip Hop, or you'll premiere it on your own?
I think we either going to premiere next season because, I mean, we almost done filming this season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot on the show that I have done that, you know, I can't wait for it to air. You will watch me perform Patrona on the show.
Great.
And they are going to release the single Patrona on the show, but not the actual. We did a scene in Atlanta, actually, when I was thinking about shooting the video in Atlanta. So It's on the show.
Okay.
So then after that, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move it to L.A., but yeah, you'll get to see a sneak peek of behind the scene of Patrona on the show.
So if you're moving to LA, that means you might get your ass on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
You know,
I actually worked on that show season one. I did Monice first. I created Monice look. I did anyway, moving right along.
A lot of people are saying that, but I don't know.
Just go ahead and sip. Go ahead. You knew. Let's wait and see.
I kind of like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Hollywood is a fit for me.
But it might be with the way that you're doing your music or whatever.
To be able to focus
to
on
be
your
able
own
to focus
thing.
On your own thing and having
that
your
could be
own
possible.
Scene and your own situation and your own journey. Love and Hip Hop's not going to let you go that easy. You going to...
Because I feel like now... God, I hate coming into a new show and now we're starting fresh.
Yeah. That's okay.
And in Atlanta, I was fresh last season. Now I have my girls. I have my friends. So it's like coming into a new franchise is like,
That's all right. But I think from what you've been expressing on Atlanta, people are going to love you. I think people are going to love you. I think people are going to accept
LA
you.
LA is my home. And it's funny that you said that because I've been here and, you know, my man owned nightclubs. And I've been hanging out with all my friends there pretty much almost every night because he has different nights.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends are like, girl, this is your town.
Mm-hmm.
This is you right here. This mm-hmm. is what you do. This is what people need to see. Mm-hmm. You are not Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
This
You're
is LA. And I'm like, well, you know. We'll see what happens.
I think you should roll with the ball. If it's asked of you, I think you should do
it. If it's meant to be and the opportunity presented, I'm never going to say no. I mean, I'm very grateful for, you know, Love and Hip Hop and Mona and all of them. So it's hard to say no to people that really see you and see something in you and give you an opportunity. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned to find out. Now, where can everyone follow you and keep in contact?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Estelita Quintero.
Spell that shit.
Estelita Quintero.
I already follow her.
Queen.
Well, y'all already know. Where the music at?
No. Because we going out with a music video.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all can follow me. Y'all already know on Instagram and Snapchat at Queen Wink. And I'm not really that much on Twitter, but if you want to go on Twitter at Queen Live. And you already know I got the dope extensions, winklux.com. And girls, I tried to find out about Stevie Dick for you. You know what I mean? Come on now.
It ain't all that.
It ain't all that.
Well, I would say hit me up at DJ Jesse J, but Instagram don't want to give me my account back. So hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms until I get my social media back. And since we in this whole Latina flair, you know what I'm saying? J-Lo just dropped this music video, and it's everything. See y'all next week. Peace.
Peace. Let's check it out.
Princesa, me das lo que pido. Tú tienes el bate y la fuerza que yo necesito. Cuando estamos solos, te juro, no me falta nada. Te pongo un 13 de 10 cuando estamos en la cama. Nunca había sentido algo tan grande y me vuelve loca a tu lado salvaje. Tú me has dado tanto que he estado pensando, ya lo tengo todo. Pero, ¿y el anillo pa' cuándo? 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 Huele como me gusta, me besas como me gusta, me agarras como me gusta, sigue así que a mí me gusta, como muerde la fruta, si sale de noche me asusta, sin mapa conoces la ruta, así, así que me gusta.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.